How do you see women, when you're talking about long-term therapy with Herceptin for a year and having to come in for treatment, when they're getting hormonal therapy, we're talking about the aromatase inhibitors, they're going to get it for 5 years, maybe even more than that. What about the issue of compliance with long-term oral therapy?
I think that compliance is a large issue for all individuals taking any form of medication. Compliance with vitamins is an issue. I think most of these women, though, who have been treated in the adjuvant setting are so conscious of their health after going through what they've gone through and living through their biggest fear that it's probably becomes very regimented for the most part. You probably have a select few who fail to come in for their follow-ups, and these would be your population you'd have to worry about with compliance.
Any sort of red flags that would make you pay more attention to compliance? Any questions you routinely ask patients in that regard?
You know, essentially I'll ask them how they're doing on their medications. You know, are they having any complications with their medications? Are they taking it in the morning or are they taking it at night? You know, if they're not taking it at all, they'll have a pause before they need to answer that question. Oh, I'm not sure. Do I take it at day or take it at night? No, I'm not taking it at all. I think compliance, you know, is a concern with any medication, though. But I do think most of these women are more self-conscious about their health than somebody on an antibiotic. I think that it's going to be certainly trying for healthcare providers to keep their patient on treatment for a year. And it's going to be a huge obstacle that we need to really be prepared to embrace and prepare our patients for, because when you come in and you're told you have cancer and you're going to be treated with chemotherapy and then you're going to receive another drug called Herceptin for a year as a patient, you want to be in, you want to be out, and you want to be done. To hear that you have a whole year of treatment, I think is going to be an obstacle in the community, and I think that we need to be working on ways to be proactive in preparing our patients for these situations and set up support systems. I think it's crucial, similar to the extra support system for those patients who are on capecitabine. These patients are followed by a nurse who calls and checks on them to see how they're doing. I think that support systems need to be put in place for these patients if we really want to get them through a whole year of Herceptin.
That's interesting. You know, I would assume most of these people have relatively few symptoms or problems from the Herceptin.
They do have relatively few symptoms or side effects. I don't think it's side effects related. I think it's the endurance of having to come back, even if it's every 3 weeks. For 12 months. That's a long time.
What specifically do you think can be done to help these people?
I think a support system should be implemented, either nationally, locally, or through your cancer centers, one way or the other. I think your best role models are your patients who have just finished their year on Herceptin. These are people whose voices need to be heard, who these patients who don't think they can make it another week, you know, they're not coming in one more time for their Herceptin, to talk to somebody who's gone through their year of Herceptin and hear their side of it and how they got through it. I think that would be of great significance. I really do.
This question of it being a challenge to get through the year, a lot of times people don't necessarily always talk to patients.
If our goal is to treat them adjuvantly with a year of Herceptin, then we really want to keep these patients on course. And we talked about compliance with oral medications, keeping a patient compliant for a year of coming to the doctor's office every 3 weeks may be an issue for a percentage of the population. Certainly not the larger percentage of the population, but it's something that I think we need to be prepared for rather than have to respond to after the fact.
So you're saying that there are a fraction of people who maybe just start not showing up for appointments?
Or they just say, I quit. I don't want to do this anymore.